Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A bill that would have sexually violent persons, or SVPs, placed in the county where they committed their crime passed the state assembly this week. State Representative Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point co-authored the bill. She defines what makes a person sexually violent.
These people, you know, they've committed crimes that are sexually violent, and they've usually done it multiple times. Instead of being placed within the Department of Corrections, they're actually civilly committed under the Department of Health Services, so it's a different classification.
Governor Scott Walker vetoed a version of this bill last September. Representative Shankland, who co-authored the bill, says she's hopeful a meeting with the governor will help move the bill along. She says she believes all residents in Wisconsin have waited too long for a bill like this to pass.
This is an issue that shouldn't be about partisan politics. This should be about doing what's right so that everyone in every community can sleep safe and sound at night, knowing that, you know, there aren't SVPs being shipped from other counties over to them without their input or approval.
Two SVPs were released in the Portage County town of Albin without residents having any say in the matter. One individual was from Washington County, the other from Chippewa County. Jason Staves, the offender from Chippewa County, recently violated his parole and has been sent back to a treatment facility. A bill spurred by a nationwide push to get more people with disabilities employed recently received a public hearing in both houses of the state legislature. Called Employment First, the legislation requires the several agencies that work with people with disabilities to collaborate better and develop a joint plan to assist people with disabilities find employment in the community. The Senate sponsor of the bill is Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst. He outlines how the bill works.
It directs the state agencies like the Department of Health Services and the Department of Public Instruction to coordinate their efforts to get maximum benefits for those with disabilities. Wisconsin's been quite successful in getting more people with disabilities into the workforce, and they're turning out to be really very effective workers for many companies. But there's not a good coordination between the state agencies sometimes.
Wisconsin has been a leader with employing persons with disabilities, but to date 41% of working-age Wisconsin residents with disabilities are employed. Tiffany said a strong contingent of people from the north attended the hearing.
There was just a resounding response to the bill from disability advocates as well as those with disabilities. And so it was just a great pleasure to have them down in Madison to testify and tell the story about why this is important.
Democratic Representative Jimmy Anderson of Fitchburg is a sponsor in the assembly. Tiffany says he's confident there's enough support to get the bill to Governor Walker's desk. Minocqua homeowners wanting to rent out their houses in single-family residential districts on a short-term basis will have to comply with several requirements, including payment of a $500 application fee. The Minocqua Town Board Tuesday reviewed a proposed ordinance regarding rentals of less than 30 days and at least 7 days. Town Chair Mark Hartsheim says it addresses several concerns.
We want to make sure these rentals are up to snuff as far as the condition, the number of people that should be staying there at any given time, the need for an inspection to make sure everything is proper in the property. We want to make sure we have identify a property owner or a contact that lives close enough that if problems arise on the property, there's somebody that can come and take care of it. Have somebody that can respond, not somebody in another state.
Supervisor Billy Freed thought the different agencies involved should coordinate the process to make it easier for the applicant.
It's important that, one, we don't make the process so convoluted for people that they're gonna, like, hey, I'll wait till they come after me. You want to make it simple.
The matter returns to the town board on February 20th. The proposed ordinance is on the town's website, townofminocqua.org. And taking a look at the weather forecast for tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies with a low around 18. Friday cloudy, high near 38. Friday night cloudy, low 24. Partly sunny on Saturday with a high near 39. And then Sunday, chance of snow before 4 in the afternoon. Then a chance of snow and freezing rain with a high near 33. And then Sunday night snow, Monday snow, and Monday night snow. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.